engine sound like a train. And then the wind.
That is staying in.
She. Are you an ancient supernatural spirit?
You can't hum and whistle at the same time. That was horrible. Ew, you're like going.
I'm sorry, my voice is literally just lower than
again.
Yours.
Do it again.
I can't do not laughing.
Do it.
I literally can't with the muscles.
Josh, don't look at him so we can do it.
Stop it, Josh.
Do it.
Stop it.
I'm not looking at you. Do it.
Now it's worse. I'm trying.
Okay, I'm not looking.
Holy I'm not looking harder.
Yes, you are.
Do it.
I can't do it.
Oh my God.
I can't. I'm trying not to laugh. fucking
You
can't.
Literally like.
can't
He's
do
gonna
it.
Melt.
I keep fucking laughing. Stupid.
Puppy's dying. You don't laugh at that. You. Oh my God. You're a horrible human. You're not supposed to laugh when I say that.
I'm not laughing.
Yes, you are.
I'm crying with a smile. Now that I laugh. Nope.
That's what you fucking sound like.
I just love the image. Like, nope.
No, damn. No, God damn it. You can hear yourself going.
Episode where I just read that Scooby-Doo book.
Yes.
And I mean, that's fine. Scooby-Doo is full of paranormal, spooky,
I'll
weird
just
shit.
Give a reading from this classic
go
text.
Ahead. Go to page.
Hold on. What? I need to find the year.
The year. Yeah. What? How old is that book?
1981.
Oh my fucking God. Go to page 36.
Okay.
Okay. Read something to me.
We're not going to get stuck, are we? Asks Shaggy.
Oh, hell yeah.
With no tours running, we could be hung up forever.
Oh, no. What happens?
Don't worry, Shaggy, Fred replied.
Oh, thank God.
I set us up for four-wheel drive because we left the parking lot. We left the parking
that
lot.
That will get you out of sticky situations. There it goes.
We've got enough pulling power to get us through anything the Monument Valley roads can throw at us.
Wow.
And look, here's a picture.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's good to know. So they made it out, I guess? Because the mystery machine was in four-wheel drive, right?
Is that the mitten ahead? Maybe a couple of miles. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
What the hell is that? What happened?
I don't know. That's what they asked next. I'm very lost. I don't have enough context clues.
All of a sudden it turns
clues.
Into erotica. Like, what the hell kind of book is
That's
this?
That's what they say. Is that the mitten ahead? I don't have enough.
Read on. You might figure it out. Maybe.
Or if I read before.
Maybe it's a rock formation. Well, look at the picture.
Oh, look at that picture.
What picture?
Whoa,
Shaggy and Scooby. What's going on? I don't see any sandwich in his hand. There's no reason for Scooby to be that close. Hey, where's Fred's magical ascot?
Scooby-Doo stood over him, trying to lick Shaggy's face. Off in the distance, a running figure could be seen dimly in the twilight, disappearing around the nearest corner of the mitten.
Oh, fucking Christ. Oh, shit.
Shaggy finally sat up and said, "Stop it, Scooby-Doo! I don't need my face licked!"
What does he need licked?
Never mind, Scooby, Fred exclaimed. Tell us what happened.
Fred cock blocking. What is going on?
He doesn't need his face licked. That's what I learned.
All right. Well, that
Shaggy
was a, that
is
was
not
a, fun,
a face licking man.
Yeah, that was a fun episode one of Scooby Doo and the Vanishing Volcano.
More
not
like
sure how that
episode
works.
Episode 36. Right. We'll just do an episode
look,
per page.
Yeah, look how erotic that is. A volcano exploding. Oh, doesn't that remind you of something?
Look at all their butts.
Oh, goddamn. This book.
Like your facial.
Stop it, Josh.
Oh,
yeah, like official.
I was like, what?
Oh, on that page, someone farted. Okay, anyway. Welcome to TFR News, everybody. My name is Matthew, and I'm here with Josh.
Hi.
And I'm here with Cassandra.
Hi.
Like always, the young, the bright, and the beautiful, Josh and Cassandra.
Am I the bright and the beautiful, and he's the young, or is it the other way?
You're younger than I am.
So you're beautiful?
Yeah.
Is that bright?
Okay, I was trying to be nice and say you both are young and bright.
He's talking about the lamp right there.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's young. So bright.
My light is bright. Line over there is beautiful. And young is...
You have a ceiling titty.
Is the ceiling titty. Sure. Two. I don't know.
Oh, you got ceiling titties.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you need a pair. Just one's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Not always.
I'm not wrong, right?
I mean, a boob's a boob.
Oh, well, okay.
Could be the triple-breasted whore from Radican 6.
I mean, some people have one boob.
Yeah.
Uniboob?
That's true. I mean, some people have three.
Yeah, the triple-breasted whore from Radican 6.
I wonder what female in the world has the most boobs. You think that's even a thing?
You ever see the
video? Probably going to be like a mammal, like a pig or something.
You ever see the video of the older woman with the big-ass tits? Crushing cans.
Big yes. ass tits, yeah. Yes, she has like actually. K-cups or something. Yeah, not Keurig cups.
Well, they're like down to her
oh, yeah, like
thighs.
She's fucking just bam! Crushing cans.
You know those things lost feeling decades ago.
Absolutely.
See, here I am trying to research for like science purposes, and all it tells me is 28 women with the prettiest boobs. I'm like, I don't want that.
Am I on there? Are you,
on
there?
You want me to look? Oh, wow, fuck you. Hey, when I said earlier when I was depressed but full of breasts, that's what this means now. She's like, are you on there? Thanks a lot.
When did you say that?
You weren't home yet.
Good.
I mean,
Should I have stayed on?
You still heard it, though. Thanks a lot. You created this.
You created those.
Fucking Christ.
Can you not have this like right here next to your laptop?
What?
It causes me stress.
Hey, it's okay. Sake. This episode, we don't have any drunken escapades to talk about.
I'm trying to get there. Dude, this is so good. Jack Daniel's Southern Peach.
Put it over there.
I'm just going to hold it.
Okay.
Like a true alcoholic. Oh.
Ew, what was that?
What was that?
That was
a demon trying to get out.
That was Jack trying to get out of my throat.
God. He's like...
Again?
Help me.
Okay, so I want to
chud inside your body.
I want to bring this up first because I found it pretty cool. So a friend of ours that I discussed off air.
Oh, yeah, this is what you talked about. I better be fucking just shocked.
Well, he has a job where he delivers a certain thing. I don't want to go into too much detail because who knows? Maybe
are we talking about?
Maybe our erratic fans will hunt him down.
What friend?
I can't tell you.
Whisper it to me.
So his job, he has to go to certain places and drop off stuff. Well, he sent me a picture today of MUFON, like just like the Google search of MUFON.
Okay.
And like for some reason, I tend to look like the middle of the screen. Like I think that's the focal point I should look at. And it's like, become a field investigator or whatever. I'm like, you know, I'd like to be an investigator, but I don't know about MUFON, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, that's what I was getting at. He's like, I am actually delivering something to MUFON.
What?
I'm like,
Where are they?
Well, basically, he said that we have it as an account.
Mm.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? So I actually got online and just Googled, like where's MUFON in like Cincinnati, basically? And they originally, or I shouldn't say originally, but they were from Cincinnati. But in 2013, they moved to California. But like 2 weeks ago, they came back to Cincinnati.
Like all of MUFON.
Their headquarters.
So the MUFON's big boy
headquarters
big boy
is
now. Say,
they have agents like all over the fucking U.S.
Well, yeah,
unless
they
like,
have,
you can pay to get like a lanyard.
According to Cincinnati.com, it says the Mutual UFO Network is moving its headquarters from its current location in Irvine, California, back to Cincinnati for a permanent home. Self-described as the world's oldest and largest civilian UFO investigation and research organization. Exactly. MUFON has close to 600 investigators in all 50 states and in 46 countries around the world, Executive Director David McDonald said. Beginning in June, the headquarters will move to a space on Airport Road near Lunken Airport.
Oh my God, I know exactly where
that
is.
I know exactly where that's at too. MUFON had previously been headquartered in Cincinnati but moved to California in 2013. Quote, Cincinnati is centrally located and is more welcoming place to do business, McDonald said, end quote. yeah, and it talks about his airline of getting here, and I don't care about that. And an estimated MUFON receives between 8,000 to 10,000 sighting submissions every year. But it's pretty cool that MUFON, one of the leading organizations in UFO research, is not terribly far away from us now.
Oh, not at all.
So let's all go get a job. Let's get a job there. But he did come back to me later because I told him, I was like, oh, you should get that. You should get that and get the inside scoop and like take pictures and whatnot and shit and go through their files and send me stuff. But he sent me a picture not too long ago. He was like, I'll be damned. It's one of my accounts now that I have to go take care of. That's funny. I'm like, that's so fucking weird, but so
he's
cool.
He's going to have to deal with so many fucking Uber nerds.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think.
I can just see him too being like, hi.
I couldn't imagine the smell in that place too.
Oh. Like stale Doritos.
Oh, and yeah, like cheesy Cheeto fingers.
And body odor.
Yeah, and like constantly like scratching the armpits and whatnot.
God, it's going to smell like an anime con in
there. Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, just sit right over there. And yeah, he's not going to make it far in that building and just gag.
Maybe like mothballs.
Wow. I wonder what they mean by like centrally located. You think they mean like specifically just, where at in the U.S. or like centrally located like amongst their UFO sightings or something like
that? Ooh. Or maybe it's just a nice area that's close to a lot of things such as airports, businesses, restaurants, highways.
They specifically chose an airport, I'm sure.
Probably.
Well, probably so they don't, like when they travel.
That's what I mean. Like,
it's UFOs.
It's easily accessible to most people.
Hell, I thought I saw a UFO the other day. I was just driving around at work, and I'm sitting at a light, so I don't have to pay attention to too much except the light, really, at the time. And I was already kind of looking sort of up in the sky, and all of a sudden, way off in the distance to my right, like reflected, like the sunlight. And I see that, on telephone poles and light poles and shit like that all the time, tops of buildings. But obviously there was no building around in sight, no light pole. It was way too high up. But when I looked that way, what I thought was like a little black dot just seemed to disappear. And of course, I have this flight tracking radar app on my phone because I'm cool like that. And I looked and there was no flights in the area. No flights at all.
None that they reported.
Could have been a helicopter.
So the first thing I want to talk about is an update in Oklahoma.
Hey, that's where my best friend's from.
So, Oklahoma.
So Bigfoot, remember that bounty place on Bigfoot?
Oh, yeah.
It's now increased to $3 million.
Ooh.
It was, I forget what it even was before, 2.3.
Are you sure we can't dress you up in a fursuit and take you out there?
Well, hear this now. And I'm sure it was like this in the past episode too, but it just seems like they've, just acted on it a little bit more. Like, make sure you do this if you want to get your $3 million. But it's from comicbook.com, and it just says, if you manage to capture Bigfoot, the state of Oklahoma owes you big time. Months after Oklahoma State Representative Justin Humphrey introduced a bill to create a Bigfoot hunting season within the state, the legislator had announced the Tourism Bureau has now increased its bounty to $3 million for the capture of the fabled creature.
They don't have the money.
There is one catch outside of landing a Squatch.
We don't have the money.
Yeah, to collect the bounty, you must turn Bigfoot into Oklahoman authorities completely unharmed, and the capture must be, quote, live and humane, end quote.
So how are you going to physically...
See, we don't even have to shoot you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you could do that then.
Okay, but shooting a Bigfoot seems more feasible than
what?
Grabbing one alive and imprisoning it.
Okay, so here's
the
thing.
How
the
fuck?
Oh, here's the thing with Josh.
We're going to have to put you in a suit.
We're going to have to.
We're going to have to, we'll put you in the suit, but we can't zip it. We're going to have to sew it shut. You're going to be stuck in there.
Oh. Forever.
But we get $3 million.
Yes. And we will be really sad about you.
Yeah.
But, we'll have our $3 million, but we'll still be sad that you're stuck in the suit. Like, we're not going to be too happy
I really don't think you will. You split it with 1.5 each, and I'm like, hey, where's mine? And you just fucking push me off a cliff. I don't think you'll care.
What are you talking
about? No, Oklahoma's going
to
have you.
Yeah, you're a part of Oklahoma now.
You're owned by Oklahomans.
You're going to be a sideshow attraction.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sure within the year it'll be like, oh, now it's $4 million and it just attracts more people.
Can you put food through the suit?
You better.
I mean, he's got an open mouth, so yeah. But they get the suits where like...
We'll work out the logistics
Well, they have
later.
Like the suits that you can attach to like the jaw, so like when you open your mouth, it opens the suit's mouth.
Well, you make great cosplays. Yeah, why don't you just get on it, Josh?
You have to be careful that when you open your mouth, it doesn't look like the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. Because there's a scene where the fucking, he laughs and his mouth's open. You can see, that actor inside's eyes, and it's fucking terrifying.
Ew. That's like some Beetlejuice shit. Like, fuck that.
So it goes on to say, we don't hunt Bigfoot. Or I should say, quote, "We don't hunt Bigfoot. Nobody wants to harm Bigfoot. We're going to do a live, humane capture of Bigfoot," end quote, Humphrey said on the floor of the Oklahoma House of Representatives last week. "We are extending this beyond just our region and throughout the state. We're wanting the whole world to come to southeastern Oklahoma,
oh my God,
to the state of Oklahoma to get involved in our bounty. Oklahoma bounty, Bigfoot bounty. So we're excited to invite the whole world to come and participate."
Let's just say that Bigfoot is real. Okay.
Sure.
This is, if he was real.
No, you know what? Go on the record right now. Do you think he's real? Without knowing anything really about him.
I am inclined to say yes, because I feel like it's impossible to rule it out. So I'll just say yes.
Yeah, you'll never be able to prove that he won't exist. There's that to think about. What about you, Josh? You believe he's real?
I believe in the possibility.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Anyway, wow. Like,
shut me down.
If he's real, he's obviously very large, very strong, very dangerous. This is going to get a lot of people murdered.
Come at me,
this
bro.
Is going to get a lot of people killed. And it's just going to be like in Shrek when he goes to save Fiona.
Fucking God.
You know how many dead guys there were on the way there because they tried to slay the dragon to get to the girl? Well, they're just going to try and catch the Bigfoot to get to the money, and they're all going to die. Because you can shoot a Bigfoot from a mile away or however long to snipe it. I don't know. But trying to catch it
seems kind
of dumb.
I don't believe in, like, I know there's, like, the whole concept of, like, oh, he's just a gentle giant in the forest.
You come after that motherfucker, any wild animal, he's going to fight you. Like, I don't care how amicable he is.
Yeah.
Like,
he knows Taekwondo.
If you broke into my house, I'm not going to be like, okay, I'll come with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get money for me? Sure.
Yeah,
let's
go. Put his wrist together. Sure, let's do this.
Yeah, like.
I want money.
If it's real.
I want to make my mud hut better.
You're just asking for people to be murdered.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what their whole end game is.
I want to know what their game is after they do get it. Like, say Bigfoot is real and they do get him. What are they going to do afterwards?
They're probably not going to be nice to him, and they're going to run tests on him, and they're going to do all this, and they're going to put him in a crazy show and do like they do circus animals.
They're
going to
make him a fucking mecha foot, like that movie that never got made.
Or they'll kill him themselves and then just, you know, do experiments on him.
Dissect him?
Dissect
him. They'll probably like do Bigfoot steaks and like have a grill out and like sell Bigfoot steaks or something.
That won't last long.
I know, but each steak will be like $100,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you know how many people come out to a fucking Bigfoot barbecue?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
here's the thing, though.
You get like one
toe. Catch Bigfoot, I get $3 million. They kill him the next day and make steaks. You bet your ass you know where every penny of that $3 million is going. Just
no, you should
right
get
now.
A free steak since you're the one who caught him.
I'll probably still buy the rest.
Or like a complimentary finger.
What if I bought him back?
Ooh, like a necklace? Oh my God, could you imagine how rad it would be to have like a fucking Bigfoot fang
or
neck,
Bigfoot
like a
toe,
big necklace?
A toe from the Bigfoot itself. Like the big toe from the Bigfoot of Bigfoot.
Oh,
that'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, I'm going to sculpt a toe and that's what you're getting for Christmas this year. Okay.
That's fine. That'd be cool shit.
Okay. Cool.
So, yeah, that's just an update on our Oklahoma Bigfoot bounty. Now it's at $3 million if anybody wants to go down there and try
what
and catch
was it
Bigfoot
at?
Alive. It was like 2 million or like 2.1 million, 1 million or something like that. But I think somebody else came into the picture. I think it was like a company making a movie and they're like, you know what? We'll throw like $300,000 your way. So it was like 2.4, 2.3.
Almost sounds like they're trying to film a movie.
Right?
Maybe. Might be onto something there, Joshua.
It's just going to be a documentary of all the idiots that show up and try to catch Bigfoot.
And that one poor guy goes, you know what? I'm going to put one of these on and just fuck with people. And then he ends up dying.
Yeah. No, they want him alive.
Yeah, but...
You think you're going to shoot what's going to give you $3 million?
Well, no, but I'm telling you now, if he's out there, there's no fucking way you're going to take him alive.
I know. That's what I think.
I mean, if you have tranquilizers...
Yeah,
I'm not sure how big or how many it'll take.
I kind of forgot that existed.
They use tranquilizers on, like, elephants.
Yeah, they do. I'm dumb. I forgot.
Maybe he's immune. Maybe he's immune. I mean, he's interdimensional, I hear, so maybe he can just... phase out of existence and that'll never affect him.
Or he just phases like the bullet out of his body.
Yeah. Well, besides the little MUFON news, which deals with UFOs, I think it was kind of nice of me to everybody to kind of take a break from UFOs right now. We've talked about them so much, especially with the past like couple TFRs, the one that was all about UFOs.
Yay, sample of like all the little kids.
What's a UFO?
Fucking.
Oh, no, what do they call it now?
UAP.
UAP. Yeah, I don't like that.
Unidentified aerial phenomena. Yeah, it's dumb.
I don't like it.
I know, it's too long. I like my two-syllable flying. Thank you very much. But I thought I would just stay away from some of the UFO stuff because, I mean, there is a little bit here and there. It's like a document release. It's like, oh, look, we saw something weird in the sky one day. And there have been other people that have came forward, like some congressmen, like, oh, yeah, I saw a UFO come out of the ocean once, and some retired Navy personnel. It's like, me too. So I thought, you know what, let's take a little bit of a break. I got some – I have three stories here besides the Oklahoma and MUFON here that I think are all drastically different. Some we've never talked about things before like this, and it's just they're hysterical.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope you are. Nope, let's go with this first one here from JamaicaStar.com. Flat bridge haunted. Residents claim mermaid lives in Rio Cobre. Or Cobre. Cobra? I'm not sure. The age-old mermaid story told by residents who live in the Bogwalk Gorge in St. Catherine resurfaced on Tuesday after another fatal crash. Ooh, it's already pretty morbid. This time, 59-year-old Linstead resident Valerie Ennis was killed after the minibus in which she was traveling to Linstead collided with a Toyota Fielder. Oh, God, what the fuck is a Toyota Fielder? I'm so sorry. Traveling in the opposite direction. Undeterred by public opinion, many residents have locked on to their mermaid theory. Daniel Gale, who has been diving and fishing in the Rio Cobre for the last 10 years, said the river has a season when the mermaid wants blood, and that is when a series of accidents usually occur.
So is it infested with mermaids or haunted? Because you said it was haunted.
Well, it says haunted here, but I'm almost assuming they just think if something is possessed by something, whether it's dead or alive, cryptid, whatever it may be, it's haunted.
That's wrong. I don't
Maybe
like
in
it.
Our sense it's wrong?
I don't
wrong.
Like it.
You don't, okay, well, it's just, I don't know, it's occupied by go. A mermaid.
Okay.
Some sort of, I assume amphibious.
Do you think mermaids are real?
Creature.
Do you believe they're real?
No.
They're manatees.
I don't believe they're real.
You think they're manatees?
I wish they were real.
I guarantee all like almost every sailor story that ever came out about mermaids, they're seals and manatees.
Well, and they're like out at sea, horny as fuck. You think they're not like hallucinating some of this shit?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They're like, damn, that manatee got some nice titties.
If mermaids do exist, I like to believe that they're the like murderous.
Yes,
kind.
Like sirens. That's yeah. what
well,
I picture them as.
Well, that's the
as.
Thing. I mean, I feel like unless it's like a Disney Pixar movie or something like that, any other film or story you read about mermaid or
yeah,
sirens, like
pretty
like,
hostile.
They're hostile. They're mm-hmm. always hostile.
Well, yeah. Look at what we've done to the fucking ocean.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, exactly. Even fucking 400 or 500 years ago, like I said, Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, they were still hostile
Wait,
then.
That movie's 400 years old.
No, not. I don't think so. Not really. I'm just saying.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Fucking over the course of history, we've been tossing shit into
oh,
the
yeah.
fucking
Humans
water.
Just
we
fucking
tossed
suck.
Tea in the fucking ocean.
Yeah, and that's a shame. Because I could have used that.
That's a lot of fucking tea.
You don't like tea?
Yes, I do.
Are you guys even married?
Yeah, I wonder that the same sometimes too.
No, you like Arizona sweet tea. That's different.
Oh, that's
it's tea.
But
yeah,
that's not like the bag tea that.
And plus, what was the fucking stuff I drank in the fridge that one time you bought? That tea.
That's chai latte.
Oh shit! Thought it was tea.
Well, chai is a tea, but it's like a latte. It's not like the British would drink. Like they actually have like their English breakfast tea, their black teas. They're like,
well, yeah. I mean, I've
never seen you sit down and steep a bag of tea and drink it.
Well, no, you're right on that. Because when I've tried it, I'm like, this shit sucks, and it pisses me off
See,
that there are people
like
out there that like it.
Well, you're probably not drinking it right. You need to like sweeten it up or something.
Oh, like sweet tea.
No, that's a different entity.
I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind.
Man, I was mad. I went to Texas one time. We went to a bar and like they had tea, but they didn't have like sweet tea.
It's not all over.
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this is Texas.
Well, and people that don't understand it, they're like, well, here's some sugar. It's like, you don't understand. You have to melt it when it's hot.
Yeah,
you have to do
I
or else
like,
the sugar doesn't melt.
I was and really wanting some Texas.
It's kind of like its own
tea,
beverage. It's like on its own level. Sweet tea really is. I mean, it's made of black tea, but it goes through a different process than
learn something new every day.
Bag tea would.
And I also learned that a Toyota Fielder is a Toyota Corolla.
Oh, do they just have different names over there?
Over there, I guess. To do. And by the looks of this thing, it was meant for, it was due to be collided with. What a horrible looking car. Come on, Toyota, you could have done way better. So anyway, back to my delightful story here. quote, whenever time the river change its color and get dirty like now, that's when it dangerous. And that's usually when the mermaid is active, end quote. Gail told the Star. Should I read that one more time?
No, please.
No, no, because I feel like I just had a stroke. I get
the concept and why she believes mermaids are real.
Yeah, so basically, when the river changes color and looks dirty, that's usually when the mermaid is active, when it's out for blood. I mean, couldn't that just be like poop?
I guess.
What if it was like sewage runoff or something like that?
Or maybe it's or because she's active. Or it's like active. The
Ohio River and it's just muddy.
Or it's because that she's active and been eating endless. And now she has to poop a lot because she's been eating.
Well, maybe. Quote, some people come here in 2016 and walk up and down the river springing blood. And after that, six people dead and a Vitara, end quote.
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm just reading the article. Ennis is the second woman to have died in 5 days in the Rio Cobra.
Oh, my God.
Ava Thelwell, 49, died last Friday when her motor car reportedly plunged into the river at the Flat Bridge in what the police say could be an apparent suicide. Mm. Yesterday, Ennis was ejected from the minibus she boarded in Angels, also in St. Catherine, after the Fielder reportedly overtook a line of vehicles and crashed into it. The minibus then plunged into the river about 1.5 miles from Flat Bridge. Ennis was pronounced dead at the hospital. 9 other persons, including the drivers of the 2 vehicles, were treated at the hospital. Jay, another resident, said he stopped fishing years ago after a former resident they called Roaster drowned.
Not Roaster.
me see him come in one day and a smoke a lot of cigarette and show me the biggest fish scale me ever see.
Now, hold on. Where is this happening? What, like, Jamaica. Where in the world?
Jamaica.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes more sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why they speak. It's not like LA. I'm in
Minneapolis right now.
Well, I know, but we were making fun of the way they're speaking English.
I'm making fun that it came out as that. I thought it would have been, like, translated or whatever, but
well, I mean,
it surprised
that is what
me.
They said, then.
True. Quote, Roaster decided that him want to go back to see this fish with tail and human head and him never make it back. We find him drowned with him neck and hand brook.
That's really sad.
I assume hand broke, but it is B-R-U-K, end quote. Oh. Lady G, Gaga, Lady Gaga?
Maybe.
Huh. Lady G, a resident in her late 50s, confirmed Jay's account. Quote, it happened 20 years ago when my son was a baby. He, Roaster, showed everybody the big scale and say he was going back for that fish. We know he met upon the mermaid because of how him broke up when we found his body with a string of fish tied to his shorts, she Ew. Said. Lady G said the only thing that will quiet the mermaid is blood. So as soon as it is satisfied, the accidents will cease. So there's no way around it. You got to give the mermaid blood before
I mean,
it
there are
so for the whore to stop, the whore must ensue.
I say there are a lot of folk tales from like a bunch of different like sea or like even just oceanside like countries and communities and stuff like that talk about like there'd be like some kind of aquatic creature that would come and like steal somebody and like it would just become kind of like
Harry
an
Potter,
annual thing
when they steal their friends and take them down to the bottom of the ocean all the like the down there
during the games right
the goblet of fire
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Even though they didn't get stolen
I was gonna say they were guarding them.
That movie or just rewatched
like
all of them.
Basically, the teachers and professors stole the children.
Yeah, I was going to say, because...
which is really fucked up.
Because Ron and Hermione get called to the office, and then all of a sudden, oh, they're in the water.
Yeah, that's another...
thing
to unpack for another time, because that's just fucked up.
I mean, the fact that, like...
Looks like we're unpacking it now.
What would have happened to... What was her name? Fleur? The one...
The sister?
Yeah, like, what would have happened to her? They just got to leave her down
there? Yes, literally. They don't give... That's just part of the games, baby.
My God.
It's brutal. Oh, and then Vampire Diaries, one of the later seasons, there's a siren and she has to like consume a crazy amount of people to be able to like take her form. And
there's
then she comes back up to the surface.
There's the Super Murders Mermaids in Pirates of the Caribbean too.
Yeah.
Which one is that? I can't remember.
I think it's 3 or 4.
I've only seen the first two the most.
Yeah, you're right.
I've seen them all, but
the other ones don't stick with me. It's one of the newer, but
I know it wasn't like. God damn, I can't remember which
one.
It's the one with the ghost fish.
It's not Curse of the Black Pearl.
Fishes.
No,
it's not at World's End.
I want to say it might be the fourth one.
Stranger Tides.
I like that one. I know it's not
the
one.
I was gonna say, I know it's not the newest one because I haven't seen that one. But yeah, I don't remember. Actually, why don't we just fucking Google it?
Maybe it was the fifth
one. You know, that would make things easier, Josh.
Anyway. So that's pretty much the article. Killer Mermaid in Jamaica. But I'm Roaster here. I'm so confused because he apparently found a big scale and then he went back to hunt whatever that scale came off of. Mm-hmm. And then he turned up dead, drowned, mm-hmm. supposedly. Allegedly drowned.
It's on Stranger Tides.
It is on Stranger Tides. And then they found his body with a string of fish tied to his shorts. Would you guys think if you found somebody that was killed allegedly by a mermaid, why they would appear back with a string of fish on their shorts?
Well, upon finding this person, do I automatically assume they're killed by a mermaid?
Say you do, yeah.
It's like a memento.
A memento? To what?
I don't know. Some serial killers take things as trophies. Maybe she gives one.
And some of them leave stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I was thinking of the whole taking aspect, but not so much the giving, I guess.
Maybe
but,
she gives. Women are very giving.
Maybe it was kind of like a pun, like he was a fisherman, so they're like, you know what, I'll just string fish or this
maybe
motherfucker.
Maybe
he was
like
a fisher boy. I left him some fisher boy.
Maybe it's like he's swimming with the fishes, like he's dead.
Oh, so the mermaids with the mafia.
Yeah, no, she just has a good sense of humor.
I hope so.
She really appreciates a good pun, because now he's like in the water with the fishies.
You know what, I think I could get along with her then.
Yeah. I think so. No, because you're a man. She would eat you.
Like, I don't give a shit about Ariel, the Little Mermaid, but this mermaid sounds pretty cool. I don't know. Unless I can reason with her, I'm not sure. I'd rather not die, but...
Don't go to Jamaica.
All right. Maybe I'll stay away. So that comes from the Jamaica Star. I'm on to my next article here. All right. So let's go to lanx.live-news, Lancashire, and it goes on and goes on. Burnley mum, and yes, mum, and daughter murders. Accused said ancient spirit lived at home.
What?
You were off your phone.
I'm not on my phone. It's right there.
Oh, wow. You got
me. I'm listening to you. I truly just didn't comprehend that statement.
Then I will redo this.
It was so, like, just oddly put together, and the way you read it just did not sit well with me. What's so funny? Huh? Share with the class. What's funny?
Just the fact that I was over here looking at something online and you got yelled at for being on your phone.
Well, I know you were, but I know you were paying attention. I didn't care.
I was looking at how shiny my...
I was paying attention.
I was looking at the sparkle of my diamond rings. I was, like, looking at how it sparkled in the light.
Oh.
It's quite beautiful.
So easily distracted. Thank you.
I picked it out, motherfucker.
And I agreed.
Anyway, please read that again.
Burnley mum and daughter murders. Accused said ancient spirit lived at home.
Okay, that's
was that better?
It's just the way it's worded makes it sound like the murder. Is it from the UK? The actual act of the murder is blaming something.
Probably
it's
from Lancashire. This is where it comes from.
Let me read the title, because I feel like if I read the title, I'm gonna like comprehend it more, even though that's not gonna help the listeners. But
no, it's not.
Certainly, mom and daughter murders. Yeah, no, that still doesn't help me at all.
Yep, no.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm going to just take a nap on this one because I'm just...
Well, this story is fucking wild. Okay, so a handyman told detectives that an ancient supernatural spirit named Robert, because that's what every ancient supernatural spirit is named.
Robert.
Lived at
Roberto.
The home... lived at the home of a
Robert
murdered...
the Haunted Doll. Is that...
What?
Is that a thing?
Robert the Haunted Doll.
Where the fuck did you get
what
that
is
from?
That?
The Haunted Doll.
It's a haunted doll! It's right in the name, Matt!
Yeah, you fucking got... Is it a movie? Is
God
it a show? Is it a
no,
comic
a,
book? What
real
the fuck
thing.
Is it? Okay.
Kind of like Annabelle. I think it's Robert.
Oh. Does Zach Bagans own it?
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, sometimes I think the ventriloquist dummy that my parents have is haunted, too. That thing's kind of freaky.
Ew.
Anyway. A handyman told detectives that an ancient supernatural spirit named Robert lived at the home of a murdered psychiatrist and her 14-year daughter, a court has heard. You're right. I have seen that. Police discovered the bodies of Dr. Simon Mir Sakarvi, 49, and a 14-year-old Vian Mangrio at their fire-damaged semi-detached house in Burnley, Lancashire on the morning of October 1st last year.
So their house caught fire in Burnley?
Josh.
What a coinkydink.
I'm just perfect cover up.
Yeah,
it was the town.
I'm just saying that's irony.
Mm-hmm.
Iron. Oh God.
Oh boy.
Shahbaz Khan, 51.
Just put a spell on me with your fucking hand.
Yeah, no like, shit, right? He's all like, woo, woo.
Yeah, you got your fucking like jazz hands going on over there. Like,
you keep that tone up, and Robert's coming for you. All right.
No. Are you tickling him? Are you a tickle monster? You're like, don't make me come tickle you.
You want Robert to fucking come near?
No, stay far away.
Yeah, please,
Roberto. So Shahbaz Khan, 51. Was arrested after CCTV footage showed him the day before visiting the home where he previously carried out various repairs, including a garage conversion. Huh. When police searched his address, they discovered in the loft a bag containing items of gold jewelry, didn't know jewelry had two L's in it, worth tens of thousands of pounds, belonging to the clinician?
Like a doctor.
Known locally as Dr. Saman.
Wow, look, I was right. It's like a doctor.
Yeah, you're right. Well, they said psychiatrist before, and so I was just assuming that, but then it brought up that word. They were just like looking at the thesaurus.
They used the big word, Matt. It's like, my brain doesn't compute.
Oh, I don't want to hear it from you at all when you're reading your outline stuff. No.
I don't use big words because I know it'd fuck it up.
So also recovered from the address was a phone which contained internet searches for quote unquote what is DNA and quote unquote hold on.
Okay, we're holding.
Quote unquote, can we get DNA from burned bodies for investigations?
Delete the history, bro.
Damn.
Wow, he really did it in for himself.
Yeah, he did. On Tuesday, jurors saw footage of Khan, quote unquote, throw himself across his police station cell and onto his bed after he was told the room was being monitored by staff. He later explained he had been visited by someone called Robert, who held him by his throat and banged his head against the wall. Prosecutor David...
Somebody banged this guy's head against the wall a long time ago because he fucked up.
Yeah. Prosecutor David McLaughlin, QC, said, quote, he will tell you that Robert was and is a jinn. The jinn in Islamic faiths is probably best translated as a supernatural spirit, and it has Shahbaz Khan, we suggest, trying to set up his defense to say he had been attacked in his cell by a supernatural spirit. Quote, unquote, the prosecution say nonsense, absolute nonsense. When interviewed by detectives the next day, he made jerking movements and told them his name was
like
Robert.
Jerking off?
You know, that's...
it's not probably...
there's no clarification.
I know, Josh. I was being a smart ass.
Just saying.
He was like...
What was that? He was dancing like the goth kids on South Park?
Yeah, I love how
he... Yeah. Either that or he's walking like a... What's his name in a Men in Black?
Oh, God, yeah, what is his name? But the guy that has the bug in him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bug in him.
Vincent D'Onofrio's character.
Yeah. So, where the hell was I at? Anyway, he told them, the detectives, that his name was Robert Smith Wood.
Oh, my God.
That is the most American name for a fucking Islamic...
He plays for The Cure.
...ancient supernatural spirit.
Robert Smith from The Cure.
I don't like The Cure. So I wouldn't know.
Just
really?
Saying, Robert Smith.
Find out his middle name immediately. So Robert Smith Wood here is 620 years old, and he lived at the home address of Dr. Saman.
Ah, it's James.
Wow, that theory just fell through the cracks. Gone. Burned down in that home just like that one.
God damn.
Damn, Josh. Khan said whenever he went to the house in Colne Road, he saw Robert and Rita. Another apparent jinn.
I'm sorry, but I just looked up a picture of Robert Smith. He looks like somebody's just crazy aunt.
Oh my God.
Christ. If he came at me, I would think it was a jinn.
That person is like an art teacher from middle school.
I mean, like, he looked good when he was younger.
Yeah,
that's like an Edward Scissorhands kind of vibe right there.
Yeah, and now he just looks like something. He's kind of like, he's doing that, Steven Tyler, how Steven Tyler just looks like somebody's like cool grandma now.
Yep.
Yeah.
He scares me.
Well, after seeing that, I think I might be on the side of Shabazz Khan now. It's freaking me out. So now Robert has apparently a significant other. Well, maybe just a partner. You know, Rita, another Jin. He said,
Don't fuck with Jins.
Yeah, he said Dr. Saman told him Robert had broken a mirror because he was angry. An extension had been built in, quote unquote, his area, and that he kept moving the dining room table. So
that bastard.
So what he's saying is, I came in there to do repairs, and I made an extension in the garage, I think he said, or something of the sort, and then Jin got mad. He didn't want a garage. He didn't want a one-car garage. He wanted a two-car garage. And for that, I'm going to constantly move this fucking dining room table. You watch me. Khan said both he and the doctor had a mental health condition, and she would hit her daughter and pull her hair, forcing him to intervene to break them up. In a further interview, the defendant said he had no idea how Dr. Saman and her daughter had died, even though he just said it. He said that when he left the house, Miss Mangrillo was upstairs, and Dr. Saman was in the kitchen chatting to Rita and Robert. So they all knew about this, Jin, apparently. The Crown say Khan killed Dr. Saman and then her daughter when she returned from school. He is then alleged to have set fires, including the severe burning of Miss Mangrillo in the lounge, an attempt to set alight Dr. Saman in the upstairs front bedroom, and another blaze in the kitchen. All because they found his phone that said, "How the fuck do you dispose of DNA in a burnt house?"
Honestly, like, what a dumbass. Like, murder 101. Don't Google it and leave your history there, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, that's why you check it like Firefox and get away with it. Like,
or you open up a private tab.
Yeah, sure, incognito.
Yeah, literally.
That's what, if I ever kill someone, that's what I hope they find is my phone. And it says, well, his last search was how to kill someone and get away with it.
And then after that, it's what restaurant is open right now?
How to legally change name.
How heavy is a dead body?
You know, this guy went to the farthest reaches to really try to get himself out of this. Stop it. You're ruining my show. But
it's not.
I mean,
starting to sound like fucking oh god, what's her name from Adventure Time, Lumpy Space Princess.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
Oh my god! Stop!
I'll cut you. Okay, we're not doing this.
Try to be nice, Ben.
Stop
touching my lumps.
If this was maybe like, I don't know, say 400 or 500 years ago, excuse me, this might have actually worked.
Yeah.
Saying supernatural forces are afoot, because I'm sure everyone would be like, oh my god, this poor guy needs help. Then
fucking witch trials.
Yeah, exactly. They'd be like, oh, he burned women? Great. Less work for us.
Yeah.
Here, buddy, here's some money and a nice house to live in.
He's like, oh yeah, I think I saw her stirring her coffee without using her hands. Witch. And so he burnt the whole fucking house down. Yeah.
I saw her read, so.
Oh god. You did a great thing.
Yeah.
Shabazz Khan.
Make a mirror.
Oh god. Well, Shabazz Khan, I'm sorry, dude, but I just don't think your story is going to pan out. I think you're done for, dude.
How recent was this?
This article was posted June 15th.
Holy shit.
Like literally a week ago, practically.
All right.
Okay.
Are you going to keep tabs on that one?
Maybe. Maybe I will.
See the fate of this man.
And now to finish out this episode, my last story. This comes from Staffordshire-live.co.uk. Another UK.
I'm like, is everything in the UK?
This is where the fucking sweet stuff happens, apparently. Over here, like I said, it's just random objects flying in the sky you've seen for now, what, 2-3 years constantly? Mm-hmm. And maybe a Bigfoot sighting that just seems to be a bear on its hind legs named Petals.
Aww.
Look it up. But I'm not going to tell you how the story of Petals ends because it's sad.
Okay, let's just move on.
So, ring vanishes moments before proposal on hill, quote, haunted by prank-loving ghosts.
Yeah, that's just the guy getting out of it.
That's just fate telling you no.
Shit, right? Yeah, the universe
I believe
is like,
both of those.
The universe is like, I'll take that.
Well, I will say, this again is like the mermaid. It says, the water's haunted, but it's a mermaid. If I read this story correct, it's not necessarily ghosts. So, a fiancé suffered an awkward moment when he trekked up a 1,300...
Were they actually fiancés then at that point?
Well, I mean, she might have said yes to this, so technically in the writing of this article, she is...
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, a fiancé suffered an awkward moment when he trekked up a 1,300-foot hill to propose to his other half, only to find his ring had mysteriously vanished.
If you made me trek up that hill for you to propose to me, it's a no.
There ain't no fucking way I'd even do it.
I'd push your ass down that hill.
Nope. Not unless it had one of those, what the fuck it is, but like
a lift.
Like a lift. Yeah, like a wheelchair, put it on the stairs and let's go. I mean, it might take me 23 days to do it, but I'll get up there. George Goddard trekked up the Simonside Hills with fiance Isabel Neal to pop the question at one of their favorite beauty spots. So they've been here before. But when the 25-year-olds reached the summit, George found a hole had suddenly appeared in his wallet.
Okay, and the dumbass diamond, just had a fucking hole in his wallet and he's trying to make himself feel better.
And the diamond ring was nowhere to be found.
So it wasn't even in its own box. He just had a ring in his wallet?
I guess that's how they do it in Staffordshire.
All right.
The Northumberland National Park attraction is, according to legend, haunted by, I'm not trying to say this, Duergar, which are said to be gangs of evil dwarves who play pranks on hikers. The couple...
Josh, stop it! Yeah,
that's where all his free time's going. He's going to Staffordshire to fucking steal people's rings.
That's what he's doing on his phone all the time. He's in his little group chat of evil, evil stealing minions.
Well, when one of them
listen,
dies...
how do you think I pay for shit?
You don't! You steal it!
I'm going to look at Josh's phone and in the last Google search, how to become an evil dwarf.
No. Stop. Shut up.
It's going to be like, how to list gold diamond ring on eBay.
eBay? Yeah. Fuck that. I just take it to a pawn shop.
There you go. Okay.
His last purchase was a wallet, and it was sitting to this guy's address. Apparently, he needed it.
With a pair of scissors so he can get a hole in it.
Yeah. So...
Shut up, guys.
The couple...
I see you over there.
The couple desperately retraced their steps, but the ring was nowhere to be seen.
Hold on. So he was going to get a proposal, but like she was in on it?
No, probably after.
This is probably after the whole ordeal.
After they trek up and he's like, well, funny story, honey.
There was no ring.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, he totally...
There was no ring. He did this just to see what she would say. Be like, if she really loves me, she won't leave me.
What a smart thing to do. And then
blame it on the fucking evil gnomes dwarves. Or whatever.
Yeah. Because, I mean, imagine doing this and getting up there, getting a big-ass ring, and she just says no.
That's going to be my new life strategy. Like, something bad. I'll be like, oh, just it was the dwarves. Weird. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, you just throw like a head-on collision or flipped your car and just say it's the evil gang of dwarves.
Yeah, so when her ring goes missing when she pawns it,
yeah,
it's the dwarves.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
You're like, yeah, an evil gang of dwarves controlled by an ancient supernatural djinn.
It's insured for a high amount, and if I lose it, they'll just give me money.
I'm just saying, you wouldn't be the first.
That's insurance fraud, which I'm not going to do, people.
In desperation, George posted an urgent appeal on a local Facebook group, asking for people to keep a lookout for the ring. Later that day, a woman who happened to live near the couple in Washington County, Durham, found the ring after spotting it on the path.
Seriously.
I know you're...
So the fucker just dropped it.
I know, we're thinking, wow, our rant for 10 minutes is worthless.
Yeah, this guy would not have been a good Frodo Baggins.
This girl's like, I'm never having children with this man. He's just going to drop it on the trail.
Yeah, he'll lose him at his wallet.
And blame it on the evil dwarves.
Evil gang of dwarves. Yeah. Just 7 hours after losing the precious ring, George was reunited with it and proposed to Isabel at their home last week, where you should have done it in the first place. George, a PhD chemistry researcher student, said, quote, I had waited for quite a while to propose and brought the ring back in October. I was just waiting for the right time.
Telling you, that's the universe telling you no.
I planned on going to Simonside Hills for the day and would have a picnic at the top of the crag and then propose. That was the plan, and I had the ring in my pocket because I already had my wallet in there, and I didn't want to have a random bulge that couldn't be explained. Call a boner.
Just say it's your dick. Like,
normally, I'm the type of person tapping my pockets all the time, but I didn't want to in case it was really obvious.
Spectacle Tesco wallet and watch.
Exactly. Where's the ring? What? You heard that? Once we got to the top, I went to get the ring and released my wallet. But the ring wasn't there. I then realized there was a hole in the pocket, meaning at some point on the walk, the ring would have fallen out. Isabel saw me looking very panicked. Whoa. Isabel saw me looking very panicked and then asked me, had I lost my wallet? But I had to come clean.
She didn't have.
Yeah, no.
Actually.
She was obviously upset, but I think she was sadder for me, and she even offered to drive us home because I was in a bit of state. So wait a minute.
This man just seems exhausting to me.
She offered to drive him home, so how did he get there in the first place?
You know, I really don't want to put that much critical.
Even if he did,
well, maybe she's going to drive his car.
That's true, because he was distressed.
That's the only thing that makes sense. Because I was going to say, even if he like Ubered there, she would still have to take him home unless he was going to Uber back.
I would assume it meant like...
Look at us using our skills of deduction.
Yeah, we're smart.
That was me and not you, Matt. Shut up.
Okay. So the couple spent the next 4 hours searching the hills and retracing their steps in an effort to find the missing silver ring.
I would have gave up after like the first hour.
George added...
20 minutes. I would have been like, well, it's gone.
Yeah. What? Sorry.
How big was this hole? George added, it was in a bright blue box, so it would be pretty obvious if it was left.
Wait, did he not just say it wasn't in a box? Because he didn't want to have a bulge in his pants. Hold on.
It's in a wallet.
Okay, he put it in a box in his... How the fuck does that work?
I don't know
but
what this man's wallet is.
But he just said it wasn't in a box because he didn't want to have a bulge, and so he put it in his pocket with his wallet.
Oh, okay, never mind. I thought.
But now he's saying it's in a blue box. Make up your mind.
Well, I'm so.
This guy is full of shit. He is pissing me. God, I hate this guy. I don't even know him.
Wow. Calm.
Whoever this woman is, I am sorry. I would not get drunk and dance at your wedding.
She was not this mad at the guy who burnt down a house with a fucking psychiatrist
and her
daughter.
I'm sorry, but stupid men just piss me off.
That guy was stupid.
I'm triggered. Yeah, but he was obviously mentally ill.
Like, maybe.
He was fucked up. This guy's just dumb.
So,
easy joke to
me. I'm sorry.
I'm just gonna not
do it. I
want to
hear it.
No.
Tell me.
It's too easy.
Tell me.
You married one.
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't heard that before. So, to go on, I was just hoping that someone would pick it up, keep it safe until they found out it belonged to me. We were even asking people in the car park and got lots of shock reactions and sympathy. I imagine, hey, I lost my like $10,000 ring. Can you help me? I'm like, man, that sucks. Just close the window and turn the radio up.
Finding out that it belongs to him, like, what the fuck? Are they going to pick it up and like it's going to do like the whole Lord of the Rings thing where it's writing, but owned
it's like,
by
contact Jim at 5.
Well, it'll say George.
But we'll have his phone number?
It'll be like, please return to George and like a smiley face, all crooked looking. Yeah. So I decided when I got 4G. To try the local Facebook pages, and somebody had actually found it and posted it onto their normal page.
Should have got 5G.
Hold on. Real quick pause. My Apple Watch just told me I achieved my standing goal. Good job for standing for 12 hours. It just told me I had been standing for 12 hours.
That's not true at all. As I'm sitting here.
What the fuck? I looked down and I was like, what the fuck is this doing? And it's like, you've been standing for 12 hours. Congrats. I'm like, no.
You fuckers and your apples.
My apples?
Yeah, I stand by that.
Do you like Granny Smith? Yeah, Golden Delicious?
I don't mind them. Somebody in the group put us in contact with each other, and it turned out she only lived in Washington, which is only down the road from us, about 15 minutes away. I actually ended up proposing to her properly when we got the ring back, so it all worked out okay in the end.
Like, at the girl's house that found it, he's like, thanks. He just gets down on a knee right there in front of her. And she's like, can you get
the
fuck off my patio?
She's in the photos all like, what the fuck's going on? A relieved George joked, quote, I think the notorious Duergar were having some fun with us. But thankfully, we got the ring back. But Isabel might leave it at home next time we visit the hills to be on the safe side. George and Isabel hope to tie the knot next summer.
Is it just going to fall off her finger? Like,
fucking dwarves again.
God.
Oh, God. Well, congratulations, George and Isabel.
Yeah, congratulations.
I hope no more
you got
evil
a winner.
Gang of dwarves appear and take your ring.
Did you quit fingering my air bubble?
I'm sorry. It's really irritating.
Oh, God. That's what you guys have been fucking with this whole time?
It's like, honestly, eating away at my soul. And I can't do anything about it.
Well, get a needle and pop it.
No, but then you have a hole in
your
finger.
You have
a
soul?
I don't give a fuck.
No. Like half of one.
Gotcha. So yeah, that's all the crazy news I thought I'd bring up this week. Again, I thought it was a nice relief from UFOs, even though supposedly the actual report, or at least more of the report of the UFOs, is supposed to be coming out very, very soon.
Yeah, I know you have an alert in our calendar.
Yeah, it's literally there.
He said no UFOs, but then he started it off with MUFON talk.
Yeah.
That's why I said besides that, but I had to because a friend brought it up today.
Thanks,
friend. You know who you are.
Trying to conceal people's identities.
Name dropped so many people.
It's Nick Lachey.
He's from Ohio and Cincinnati.
See?
Yeah, I know.
See?
I know. Zach Bagans. Yeah. I could get him.
You know, I couldn't imagine it being that hard to.
I mean, I laugh at his show. I think that's all it would take. He would like me because I like his show.
Is he married?
Actually, last I checked, which I'm not sure why I checked.
I was about to ask.
I should rephrase that to last I had somehow found out, not by the means of myself.
He follows him very closely on Twitter.
But
to
maybe
like,
an ancient supernatural djinn told me. Holly Madison, Playboy Girl.
Playboy Girl.
Oh, yeah. She was on...
Playboy Bunny, I'm sorry.
She was on that one show.
That's correct, Josh.
That one show that I can't remember the name of, but it was like... There was literally just like falling like the...
It was Holly, like I think
Kendra. She was my favorite.
And
what was that show called?
Just basically follow them three and their daily lives. They go out and they're like, what's the most expensive thing in this Swarovski store?
Are you a hater because they're hot and they get free shit from a man?
No.
Props to them.
He dead now.
Yeah, and he was also disgusting. But that's beside the point. Yes, honey.
Says who?
Like all the accounts of the horrible shit he did to those women.
Says the girl that's not a Playboy mansion.
Thankfully.
Yeah, sure.
Thankfully.
So yeah, if you guys found any of those stories interesting or have any of them of your own or any stories you came across.
Have you lost the
please
ring?
Please email us at thefarthestreachespodcast@gmail.com or you can hit us up at thefarthestreaches on Instagram or
Facebook.
We're all
talking at the same time. This is fun.
Has anything in your house gone missing?
What's going on, guys? How are you? What brand deodorant do you use?
TFR Pod Official on Twitter. You can hit us up there too. Jesus Christ. All right, well, I think that will do it for this episode. And just like Sam said, you're going to say your stupid shit? I am going to say my stupid shit. I think I'm going to project sign off.
That's not the stupid shit I was talking about, but that is also stupid.
I hate you.
I'm just calling you out on your stupid... You make fun of Zach Bagans for the dumb shit he does. I mean...
You're damn right I do. And I'm going to stick with it.
Can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Get the fuck out of the basement.
Matt's like, boy, I like the kitchen.
I was just going to say, as much as I love food, I feel like I'm not in the kitchen that much.
You don't cook it. You sit and you wait for it to show up.
Oh, hell with you.
Or you wait for the DoorDasher to bring it to you.
But I will stand in the kitchen and wait.
Yeah,
That way it kind of works, right?
No.
Damn it, fucking God. Okay, well, let's go finish this Scooby-Doo book and let's get the hell out of here.
Okay.
All right, goodbye, everybody. This has been TFR News. I am Matthew.
I'm Josh.
I'm Cassandra.
And we will see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.